You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. The stormy weather is expected to ease over the weekend, and it's an important weekend for dance on the Sac State campus. It is Dance Sights 2014, the faculty dance concert, and happiness is a common theme, and that's a great theme to have. The performances started last night. They continue through Sunday. With me in the studio is Lorelei Bain, the vice chair of the Sacramento State Theater and Dance Department. She's also the director of the Dance Sights Concert. Hi, good to have
Hello.
You here.
Thanks for having us.
Sitting next to her is Pepper Vaughn, choreographer, artist, special guest, and contributing to this program. And Pepper, it's a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Oh, thank you, Beth. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Also with us is Alexandria Griffin. She is a double major at Sac State, working on both her dance and psychology degrees, and will be graduating in the spring, and a performer in the show. Hi.
Good morning.
How does that sound, graduating in the spring?
It sounds awesome.
Yeah. So, Lorelei, this is a partnership, and I mean this show with Pepper Vaughn that you've been working on for a long time, right?
Yes. We always have faculty choreographers for the show, and we usually bring two guests in. And we've been trying to get Pepper to do a piece on the students since I arrived, probably around 2005, and maybe even before that. Dr. Goodrich probably was trying to get him in. So this is a real honor for us and for the students as well to have him on campus all semester working with the students and spreading his philosophies. We're so excited.
Well, Pepper, I remember first learning about you in the 80s, so I assume it was somewhere in that era that you arrived in Sacramento. But working with students Right. has been part of your legacy here in the community.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I travel for work about 50,000 miles a year. Mm. And, you know, so what a privilege it is for me to have the opportunity to be a part of this work here in Sacramento at Sac State with this program. I am so elated, you know, to be able to just kind of feed back into my own community, you know, with the talent here in the dance program at Sac State. Just overjoyed.
So when you said yes to Lorelei, I imagine there was probably this pause, this silence. And then either she said or you said, what do I do? What do you want me to do? So what did you create and why?
Well, actually, you know, I was just in the spirit and in the moment of just being the yes person. It didn't matter what they needed me to do. I just wanted to be involved, just wanted to be present. And with the theme of happiness, that is so what it's all about right now with me, and wanting to share that message and spread it around. And the opportunity to work with the kids where they're able to take that concept, and because they live it through dance already, you know, but to know how to articulate that and communicate that, not only within themselves, but, you know, all around in their real everyday world. It's I was just so looking forward to the opportunity to be able to compose and transpose that information into movement art and let them expose it in the show.
So your dance is more of a hip-hop dance. Alexandria, you're performing two other dances
Yes.
in the show by other faculty members.
Yes.
Would you describe them and just expand on the experience that Pepper's talking about?
Absolutely. I dance in the opening piece for Lisa Ross and her choreography. In that piece, every one of the dancers is supposed to be a man. And we're supposed to come on stage with power and this really strong, sturdy dancing. And it's powerhouse. It's 15 minutes long, and we're just running around everywhere, dancing, out of breath, super fun. Mm-hmm. And it is that. It's enjoying that, being a man, but finding that moment on stage where, oh, yeah, I'm a woman, but I can find that strongness on stage. And then the second piece I'm in with the guest choreographer, Nan Ho, is a completely different experience. So we're wearing these ombre dresses, and there's this motif of leaves and this crumbling of leaves. And what does that mean? I love the sound of crunchy leaves. It's mm. autumn right now. Everywhere we're walking is leaves. And bringing that on stage and just feeling the energy of all the dancers. And it is happy. Leaves are happy. And
Even when they're soggy.
Yes.
Which they are right now.
They are soggy. Storming outside.
The show opened last night. How was the audience? And Lorelai, talk about your piece in the concert.
We had, the theater was full last night. It was packed. And so it was wonderful for the performers to come out on opening night and really feel that energy. And as Pepper says, the audience is the, if there are 18 cast members, the audience is the 19th cast member.
Right.
So we really feed off that energy. My piece, I collaborated with Dr. Christina Bellin of the philosophy department. She was finding philosophical ideas on happiness for me, and I wanted to see how we could incorporate that. And I also collaborated with Stephanie Conrad, scenic artist, who built some props, and Ron Reisner and Zach Cahoon for lighting. And I incorporated music from the film Amelie with recorded spoken text of Dr. Bellin and wove it into a kind of whimsical, each performer is a different whimsical half clown character that we, I feel all of us have in us. And I try to get them to bring that out on stage so we all remember that innocent, naive kind of clown that's in all of us.
You are listening to Sac State Dance Professor Lorelai Bain. She is the director of this weekend's Dance Sites 2014 Faculty Concert. Guest choreographer also with us today is Pepper Vaughn. And it's part of the arts experience at Sac State. The performances are tonight at 6:30 and then 8 o'clock Friday and Saturday, right? And then there's a 2 o'clock show on Sunday. They're all on the University Theater's main stage. Pepper, you mentioned all the traveling, and you have your studio here, Step One, which you've had for decades. What else are you working on? And share some of the adventures that are coming up for you in the new year.
Okay.
Uh-oh, the list is long.
I was about to say, what am I not working on would be a much shorter list.
Wow. That's exciting.
No. I'm just so excited because, you know, along with running the studio with my partner Mary Wright for about 27 years, you know, just getting back into the community and offering more in the community. I'll soon be working on a show at Sac State here called S-Bad. And we go into rehearsal for that, you know, in January.
Sacramento Black Art of Dance,
yes.
Okay. Founded by Dr. Linda Goodrich. So he got hooked in by this show. So February and March, he'll be showing another work.
Wow.
Right.
Sacramento Black
February
Art
and
Dance
March.
Concert.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. And other than that, man, you know, just trying to, you know, take care of our community and keep our community growing and keep dance present. Keep happiness present in people's lives and everything. And
were you surprised by how strong the dance, and I'm going to add theater and music departments are at Sac State? How familiar were you with them?
Not surprised at all because, you know, we're Sacramento. I expected it, you know. I mean, you know, there are a lot of dancers that end up, you know, on world tours and in L.A. and New York, and everyone think they were, you know, developed there. No, a lot of the strongest movement artists actually were developed in Sacramento. So, you know, and the success of dance in Sacramento is not just about the local studios. It's really about the academic environments with dance as well. So to acknowledge that and now to be, you know, a part of that is really what I think is bringing the truth now, you know, and informing this city that, yeah, we have the Sacramento Kings and we are so excited about it. But there are a lot of amazing, amazing things in the foundation of not just sports, but arts and stuff in Sacramento. And I think Sac State and the dance program and the theater department in Sac State is a major, major, major contributing to that developing process.
Well, Lorelai, you came with a long resume behind you, and we've linked a video, a YouTube video of some of your work to our website. But you have a lot of projects going and travel as well. So besides Sac State, is there anything else you're working on in the year ahead?
Well, I always do the Hatch Dance Works in Progress at the Crocker Art Museum in the spring, and we do the Sacramento Dance Sampler. We're working on bringing aerial dance group Bandaloop from the Bay Area to Sacramento for Festival of the Arts, College of Arts and Letters. And we have shows ahead for the spring, Department of Theater and Dance. We have Avenue Q, the musical. We have Twilight Los Angeles 1992.
Oh, yeah, you're
we
busy.
Have three dance concerts coming. So professional group, dancers investigation group going, just performed in Grass Valley. So very busy and just really, like Pepper said, trying to enrich the community in every way that we can through culture and the arts.
All right. Before we go, congratulations, Alexandria, on your graduation. And what do you intend to do with that dance psychology combo?
Thank you. I have been looking into dance movement therapy, actually, if I just combine dance and psychology and helping people overcome their obstacles within their mind or maybe a physical disability. But I'm thinking of combining that, definitely having dance for the rest of my life.
Well, we can watch you on stage. Thank you all so much. A great preview and good luck with the rest of the shows.
Oh, thank you so much
for having us. Yes. We love Insight.
Oh, thank you. That's really a nice plus for the day. You are listening to Dr. Lorelei. Oh, well, I just advanced you to doctor.
Thank you.
Lorelei Bain and Pepper Vaughn and Alexandria Griffith. It's the Sac State Dance Sites 2014 Faculty Concert. There's more on our website at capradio.org/insight.